Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating
and Air. When you call to have your home or business's heating and air serviced, what do you expect from them? A salesman in a colorful truck? Or do you expect a highly trained expert with your best intentions in mind? The answer is obvious. Call the company that treats you like family. My name's Malia, and I look forward to answering your call.
Family Heating and Air Conditioning is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating and Air.
You see, this is what happens with a new guy. It's just what happens with a new guy. He didn't know. This is not one of the band songs. You know what? Let me take a step back. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Jonathan is our producer here. Jonathan, you're going to have to turn that off, Jonathan. You're going to have to turn that music right off. Were you ever informed of the band songs, the things we don't play here at Tony Katz in the Morning News?
I was not.
Ah, well. Clearly your predecessor did a bang up job in the training. That's right. I threw shade. She's not awake. So there's a list of songs that we don't play here. Studio from Phil Collins. We don't play any Michael Jackson except for Billie Jean and Pretty Young Thing. We Built This City on Rock and Roll, because that's a miserable, awful song. Welcome Back Cotter theme. That is used for special occasions.
Okay.
Like when somebody is welcomed back. So not as a bumper music, even though it is fantastic. However, I can share with you that you could at any time use the theme to Taxi.
Okay.
Right? That's allowed. If you want to use the theme to Mr. Belvedere, fine by me.
Okay.
No judgment. If you want to ask the people on Twitter what's the TV theme I should use, go right ahead. I do also reserve the rights here.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Good time. Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
Anytime you need a friend.
Good time.
Anytime.
Florida, I miss James too. Every time. Poor Florida. And Michael, why do you got to be so militant? Every time. Good times, just good times. So now you know. Just want to put that there down for you. So some proper training. We're going to get through it together, Jonathan. You're doing great. Just so you know. Just keep up the fine work.
Thank you.
Interest rates may very well go up today. The problem is, what is it going to do to banks? That's the fear. We discussed this in depth yesterday with Dr. Matt Will, economist at the University of Indianapolis. And I will make sure that interview is up at WIBC.com. Don't you worry, I'll get the video up because there's video and everything else. Here's the both sides of it. They're trying to do something, about inflation, which has not gone down. It's down to 6%. It's still incredibly high, and it is still a problem, and the Fed still sees it as a problem. So let's not pretend that it isn't. Every business is dealing with it. You're dealing with it when you go shopping. End of list. The only tool in the arsenal of the Federal Reserve is to raise interest rates. Therefore, make the money less attractive. Therefore, less money in the system. Therefore, you have inflation going down. The problem is, well, number one, the Biden administration doesn't stop spending. You can argue that Republicans spend too much as well, and I'll agree with you. Democrats spend, Republicans spend slower, but they're still spending. It's still a problem. But Jerome Powell has to deal with that in another way, that Joe Biden is not on his side. Interest rates going up, the only way to tame the inflation. But it is the interest rates going up that bring bond values down. And these banks, like, for example, Silicon Valley Bank, that said, oh, we're secure. Look, we're invested in bonds over here to help make sure that we cover our depositors over there. Well, they're paying out crazy money to their depositors. The bonds were not making that much. And then as the interest rates go up, the value of the bonds goes down. That's just the proportion in which it works. They never adjusted. They never engaged their risk management. One of the reasons they didn't properly have risk management, their risk manager wasn't on the job. For 9 months, the risk manager at Silicon Valley Bank was not on the job, but they did a bang-up job on Pride Month Oh, you better believe that on all the wokety-woke-woke things, they were covered. But actually taking care of their clients, not happening. If you ask whether ESG has a value, the answer is no, it does not, because it takes the eye off the ball. And the so-called business leaders of Indianapolis who push ESG, those are some ideological creatures. They call me an ideologue. Good Lord, I at least, if I'm taking an investment, care about the people investing in me. Now, if you want to say I'm only investing in groups that deal with this environmental, social governance, wokeness, I believe in social credit scores and all that, you go right ahead. You want to lose your money, fine. But when it's happening on a fund side from people who are investing in funds and A, don't know, and B, have no choice, that's an issue. If we could talk about the choices they have, well, then I'd be up for that. Because I don't want to stop somebody from losing all their money. But as we've learned from Silicon Valley Bank, you don't lose money anymore, do you? We privatize the profits. We socialize the losses. That's what Silicon Valley Bank proved. That's what the AIG bailout proved. I may not have said it with such a theatrical flourish, but when AIG got bailed out, when we go back to 2008, 2009, 2010, my exact words were, this is going to teach Americans that when things go bad, don't worry, the government will bail you out. This is a horrific moment in American history, this bailout. Some 12 years later, 13 years later, oh no, it was 2009, so 14 years later. Wow, time flies. We're doing it again. And they'll do it in another couple of years. It will now happen, like with the price of electronics coming down, how that theory works, that's how this is going to happen. So, you now have rates going up, possibly, might go up a quarter point. But how is that going to affect banks? There are approximately, as the Wall Street Journal, I believe it was, reported, 200 banks that might be in a danger zone. Regional banks. Well, maybe that's good for the big guys. I'll buy this one, I'll buy that one, I'll buy this one, I'll buy that one. And then good for us. Consolidation is never good for us. It's not good if pick your local bank gets swallowed up by Behemoth Bank. You want to have local connection. You want to have local contact. It matters. So we'll see. You either raise the rate to tame inflation and risk some banks, or you don't raise the rate, inflation continues to build, and we all suffer. This is a rough moment. And you start looking forward. You know, last week, if you had asked me, there's not a run on the banks, and it all seems fine in terms of the reporting. I don't feel that way this week. This week has taken on a much different feel. Do I think 1,000 banks are going to collapse? I don't. Do I think that we are at a point where some people want some collapse for opportunity? Yes. Do I think they're going to get backup from some friends they have in DC? Well, these people are already pushing to further socialize the losses, so maybe. A lot of people who push bad policy because it benefits somebody. You just never get to meet the people who it benefits. Don't worry, neither do I. We've only met each other. I don't benefit, neither do you. But someone's making bank. Matt Bear, he's got traffic on the fives. What's up, Matt?